And on the line now, I have Ryan O'Reilly. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Yeah, I'm very good now, thanks. The sun is shining today. It makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. It makes a great difference. Now, exactly. I have to say I was intrigued when I was handed this press release or email by the subject, the death of the out of office. Now, so we have the listeners' interest now. But before we get into that, Ryan, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. So I'm an executive coach for teams and for leaders, and also do a bit of speaking as well. And I've had my own business now for the last 6 years. And the genesis of starting out my own was because I was in the corporate world, and I burnt myself out. Like, I literally, I was very good at burning myself out, and that had a detrimental effect on who I was and where I decided to go. And the easiest thing would have been to kind of keep going or get another job in the industry, but I had to really sit back and look at my life and who I was becoming, and decided to do something different. So that's kind of a bit of background.
Okay, so that leads us nicely into now the death of the out of office. So that was down to you not really relaxing.
That's it, exactly, yeah. So I suppose, you know, we all like to, I think that we're doing a really good job at work, and we like to put in, you know, the extra hours, and, you know, we like to think that we're always switched on and there for the business. And that's, I suppose, that's what happened to me. I was always switched on. I was always ready to work, and I wasn't good at relaxing. I wasn't good at, switching off.
Right. So tell us about the death of the out of office. It's
I think over the last couple of years, I think we've seen it, and I know your listeners can probably relate to this as well. You know, it's just, you know, we don't seem to be off anymore. It's 24/7. I call it the 25/8. You know, if there's an extra day, we'd probably use it as well, just for being on emails. And there's a real fear of missing out on, you know, some stuff that might be happening at work. And we're so connected these days, it's so easy to find out what's happening at work. And years ago, if you remember, I don't know if you remember this, John, but, like, you know, you used to put on the out of office and that'd be it for your 2 weeks, your break. And I just don't think that's done anymore. People and organisations don't think it's the right thing to do. You have to stay connected to the business. Be that a conference call that you might have to attend, or, you know, even emails you might have to send or check. I don't think people really switch off.
No, and like a holiday, you go on holiday, you're supposed to switch off. But as you say, and you've experienced this because you've worked with huge companies, Apple, Dell, EMC and the likes. And Would it not be an employer's responsibility to say, right, you need a 2 week break, you need a break from work altogether?
I think it is, and I think, to be fair, most companies will say that, you know, but it's one thing saying it, and then it's another thing kind of backing it up by doing. And I suppose the leaders of the organisations are the ones here that need to set the best example. So, you know, if you're a leader in an organization or you own your own small business, you know, you need to be shown the way for the people that work for you, because they'll take your example on board and they'll run with it. So if you're the guy or person that's emailing through their vacation or on phone calls through their vacation or not taking vacation, even as the case may be, you know, that's the tone you're setting for the rest of your organization. So while companies might say it, you know, it's a different thing doing it. So a couple of things to do, you know, if you're a leader in that position, is to talk about it with people about, you know, the fact that you want them to switch off. Talk about good backup plans. Talk about making sure that all projects are handed off correctly, so there isn't any need to contact you. And, you know, when you get back, then you're refreshed and you're ready to go, and your performance is going to increase. And that should be a benefit to all business owners and leaders that are out there.
And would some employees, Ryan, feel that if they switch off completely for 2 weeks, that the competitiveness within business now at the moment, that they're going to lose out somehow?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of that. I think, you know, there's, again, a fear of missing out, and also, you know, a fear that you're going to, you know, the place is not going to run without you. And, you know, if you've got a good backup plan in place there, and you've got colleagues that know, you know, what they need to look after in your absence, you know, that fear shouldn't be as big as it is, but that's what happens. And I think, and, you know, it's such a, it can be such a rat race sometimes, work and life. And, you know, we're afraid that, you know, 2 weeks out of the business will bring us down the chain a little bit in the decision making process of the project, or maybe some important things that are going on. And I think, you know, I think that's what's driving all of this. It's habit, and it's also the fact that the technology is in our hands all the time. It's available. So it's easy to check, but I definitely think it's driven by the fear of missing out.
Yeah, and technology, I agree with you there, plays a big part, because your phone is going to bleep if you're getting an email, and naturally you're going to want to look at it.
Yeah, this is what happens, and you know, I'm a little bit extreme in these things, because when I burnt out, I started looking at all the things I didn't like about my work from the previous corporate career I had, and email was the first thing to go. So I don't have email on my smartphone, for example. I have a regular kind of habit of logging out of all social media accounts at the weekend, you know, and it's about the habits you have yourself, really, about your own device management. We've a good rule here in the house that, you know, come 6:30, the phone goes in a basket, and that's it for the evening, you know. And,
yeah,
and it's tough at the start, but you get used to it, and then, you know, and then you start to see that, you know, you're actually getting a bit of your life back, you know, which is good.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That now come the phone goes into a basket. That's great, because you see, yeah, I was on my previous interview was with a librarian, and they're running a thing to get children into libraries, reading and all that. But technology seems to play a big part now, even with young people, and that's going to follow them through to adulthood when they're working.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and rather than, there's two extremes, right? You know, it's letting them on the phones or the iPads all the time, or not letting them on it at all. And I think what we have to realise is that, you know, this generation that are growing up now, and even kids, young kids, they're just used to this. This is just life for them. So it's just about striking that balance. You know, another small rule we have in the house here, there's no technology time in this house unless you get outside first and there's a bit of running around, you know, and, you know, stuff like that, just to have the right balance there. And again, like, we could learn a lot from those sorts of things ourselves in our own work. And, you know, it's okay to be on email, you know, but not okay to be on the phone all the time. Just to put it down every now and again and remember that there's a little bit more to life than being glued to, you know, email or your phone or your social media.
Yeah. Now, do you travel around and talk to sales teams, for instance?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I spend most of my time talking to sales teams, but also conferences, you know, particularly, you know, mental health conferences, or also conferences to do with performance or psychology of performance. And and I see this all the time, by the way. Like, you know, I'm in lots of different types of businesses all over Europe, and sometimes further. And, you know, I see this all the time, you know, this need to switch off, that people know they need to switch off, but just people don't do it. And, you know, it's a trend across the world, unfortunately, in the modern workplace.
Yeah, and a lot of it is down to competitiveness, I think, and, you know.
I think you're right there, yeah.
Yeah, and what would you say to people that, and what feedback would you get?
What would I say to people to switch off a little bit more? Well, I suppose, you know, the first thing, I suppose, is setting clear boundaries for yourself and being a little bit more self-compassionate with yourself. You know, like, remember, you know, you can't perform all year round without a break. You can't perform all week even without a break. You know, you need to build time into your schedule where, you know, you can practice your hobbies or practice your passions or be with your friends or family, or, you know, just even get out with the dog or whatever it might be. You know, you need to do that, because if you're performing all the time and working all the time, your brain is permanently stressed. It's called chronic stress, right?
Yeah.
So, and your brain can only distinguish between stress and no stress. So it doesn't know work and home. It just knows stress and no stress. So, you know, you have to build that into your work life as a priority. So, you know, maybe the first thing you do when you look at your working week is build in when you're going to go for that run, build in when you're going to go, you know, to the cinemas, you know, and make sure that, you know, there's a good balance there. And then when you get to holidays or vacation, it's not as hard then to switch off fully, because you're not doing a total, you know, like, withdrawal symptoms from your technology, because you're sort of used to it during the week and during the months before that. And so that's one thing. And then the second thing is, you know, remember, this is all just habit. So, you know, being addicted to work and addicted to our workplaces and what's going on at work, it's all just habit. And it is, you know, like I used to find in my corporate career that it was just pure addiction. It was, you know, I was a workaholic. I couldn't not do it at work. And what I had to do when I left was I had to really figure out, you know, what were the other things I was interested in, and trying to get strike that balance again. But again, it's all about habit and making sure that you have good habits around email and setting those expectations correctly with your colleagues and your stakeholders around the business, around your availability on vacation. And then I'd say the third thing is, I suppose, is set some positive goals for yourself. You know, so you know, it sounds very negative, you know, don't be on your email on holidays. But, you know, if you just flip that a little bit and say, listen, you know, I can't wait for holidays because I'm going to be dining in a new restaurant, or there's a new trail I want to walk, or, you know, I'm going to have great fun with the kids on the beach. You know, there's lots of other positive things you can do as goals, and that will distract you from, you know, not being on email or not being near your phone. And then I suppose the last thing I'd say to you is, you know, is to just get in the habit of turning off your phone and or, you know, your device, iPad, laptop, whatever it might be, and leaving it behind you for a half a day or an hour. And guarantee you, you'll be surprised how much it will do for you, but also you'll be surprised how much the business has got on without you in that 4 or 5 hours.
That would probably worry some people. But just when I pop back there, you mentioned mental health there, and the stress of work and stress in the workplace can have a great effect on a person's mental health.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, if you look at the numbers, you know, the mental health and well-being, the increase in anxiety in the modern Western world, you know, there's lots of mental health issues stemming from stress. And chronic stress is the worst type of stress, of course. And, you know, it makes our bodies act like, you know, we're basically running away from a bear all the time. You know, we're in that heightened state of stress. And, you know, even constant stress, you know, it's just your body's always under stress or duress. And that's not healthy for you, because eventually that will take a toll on your mental and physical well-being. And long-term, it's proven to be absolutely detrimental to your health. So, you know, and I see this all over the world, and particularly in Ireland, you know, we're so eager to do good jobs and be, you know, hard workers and be considered to be good employees that we forget that it's important to really self-care. And self-care comes in the form of, you know, keeping the diet okay. You know, you don't have to be an angel on this stuff, but keeping exercise, doing a bit of exercise every day, you know, simple things like drinking water, and then also just being, you know, kind to yourself, you know, not berating yourself at every occasion, trying to be a little bit kinder to yourself and how you talk to yourself, and all of these things help with positive mental health. But what doesn't help with it, and through my own experience of burning out, was, you know, being constantly on and trying to work harder when you're already burning out, you know, it's just not good for you, and it can have a ripple effect into everything in your life. So your family life, your friends, you know, I met somebody recently who remembers me at that time when I was finishing my corporate job, and they said, you were really negative, and I don't remember myself as negative, but I'm sure I was being. So it has a massive ripple effect, and again, you know, like, mental health is such a priority for a lot of businesses these days, but, you know, it starts with the simple things, and one of those is setting clear boundaries around work and what work means and when it starts and when it doesn't.
Yeah, we're actually talking about physical and mental exhaustion here, and it's a thing to avoid at all costs. So if there's people out there now listening, they say there's a company director and he wants to, said it might be a good idea for this man to talk to my staff. How did he go about it?
So my website is RyanO'ReillyInternational.com, or you can just contact me directly at Ryan@highpotential.com, or you can get me on a couple of social media channels. But, you know, what I would say is, you know, like, if you are in a business and you're thinking about that, you know, think about where you're taking your business, and do you want to burn people out, or do you want to help them increase performance and productivity? And that's the key question. If you want to help them increase performance and productivity, and, you know, have a good working place for everyone to come in and be nice, you know, it's a nice place to come and work, that's the key question.
So what did you say? It's RyanO'ReillyInternational.ie?
.com,
sorry.
Yeah,
I'm just talking to you here, Ryan. It sounds like there could be a book in the pipeline there. Did you ever think about it?
Yeah, I actually did, yeah. A couple of years ago, I wrote a book called Shifting Gears, and basically, like, I kind of, coming out of the burnout, I learned so much about myself through that process, you know, and starting my own business. I didn't write a book directly about that, but I kind of wrote a book starting with that, if that makes sense, you know, starting with how I burnt out and how the kind of my drive seemed to kind of wane, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I was burning out, and, you know, it wasn't supposed to be meant to be. It worked that way, you know what I mean? I was supposed to have this glorious corporate career. So yeah, I wrote the book, and the second book is actually in the works at the moment, and the second book is on leadership compassion, which I think is a dying leadership skill. So bringing compassion back into fashion, so to speak, in the workplace, and making sure that we're really looking after the people that we're serving and we're leading.
Okay, Ryan. Just how I'm thinking here to myself, I'm probably guilty of some of the things that you've spoken about there, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are the same. Is there anything you'd like to add, Ryan, before we go?
Yeah, I suppose, just for listeners, remember like that there's a great line in The Shawshank Redemption. I don't know if you've ever seen that film.
Fantastic film.
Yeah, it's very good. And there's a great line in it. He says, get busy living or get busy dying. And, I feel that, in the workplace these days, there's so much pressure on us to perform and we're switched on all the time. We forget that we're actually, losing part of that living piece, that there's so much out there to do and get going with, your friends and your family, and there's so much you're missing out on when you're working all the time. And that was the biggest eye-opener for me was, my kids were small at the time when I was burning out, and, I'd literally missed everything, ballet recitals, school plays, everything, and I had to stop and smell the roses a little bit. And that's what I'd say to people listening today is, if you feel you are, burning the candle at both ends from a work perspective and, you need a break, and take a break and, do something fun and enjoy it and smell the roses.
Yeah, that's it's a very good point. A lot of us say that we missed a lot of our children growing up. So, very good point. Listen, Ryan, it's been very interesting talking to you, and thank you very much for taking the call.
John, you're a gent. Thanks a million for having me on. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. Thank you, Ryan.
Take care. All the best now. Bye-bye.
Right, that was Ryan O'Reilly there. And take heed of what the man was talking about, because I'm sure we're all guilty of working too hard.